exist in Columbia County. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman reports that the Kingston bus station at 400 Washington Avenue reopens June 11th after several months of renovations. Trailways buses are departing and arriving at the east end of Kingston Plaza until then. The nearly 50-year-old bus station was supposed to reopen May 21st. Renovations include new seating, updated restrooms and Wi-Fi service inside the building, and new paint, pavement, lighting, and sidewalks outdoors. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And you can read more about any of these stories you heard on the WGXC News in the newsroom at wgxc.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Sunday should be sunny, with a high near 77 and a low around 53. Then Monday, there's a 50% chance of rain with increasing clouds during the day, high near 70, low around 59 with rain and a chance of a thunderstorm overnight Monday. Tuesday, there is an 80% chance of rain, mainly in the morning, with a high of 66 and a low around 50. You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson Radio for Open Ears.
Tune to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, serving Greene and Columbia counties. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 7 minutes past noon. Music for the masses coming up with your host, Neva Wortel, at 1 p.m., right here at 90.7 FM on your radio dial, wavefarm.org/listen, and on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. And also you can reach us here at twitter.com/WGXC. The listener line into our Hudson studio is area code 518-828-0290. If you'd like to leave a 3-minute recorded message for broadcast, 518-291-9492. And a few days after the Jazz Disturbance, I do post my playlist. You can find it at facebook.com/CKDisturbance. All one word.
Dankeschön. Dankeschön. That was a composition written by our pianist.
Mm-hmm.
400, an African epic. Drummer, composer, and educator, Dr. Mark Lomax's second's monumental new 12-album project, focusing on the 400th anniversary of the transatlantic slave trade. The project is a landmark exploration of the ancient history, 400-year struggle, and inspired future of Black America, depicted in a stunning variety of musical settings. The albums feature 7 different groups, ranging from solo drums to a cello quartet. This is really massive, folks. And what's interesting about this, well, one of the things is that the release, which came out in January, coincided with Dr. Lomax's 40th birthday and the 12-album collection, bringing his discography as a leader to a remarkable 40 albums. And this was in parallel with the challenging pursuit of his doctorate in music arts at Ohio State University. Another thing I found interesting as I was listening to this and, you know, reading through the liner notes is what he had to say about one of the challenges he had getting this together. And he says, "I started to use the music I grew up with, spirituals and the blues, as source material." And he says that he drew on his upbringing in the church, his experience touring with jazz artists like trombonist Delfeo Marcellus, and his exploration of African folk traditions. That decision met with resistance from some of his professors, who deemed his incorporation of gospel and blues influences as unworthy of the Western classical tradition. Well, obviously, Dr. Lomax said no, never mind to that, and he came up with this. So what he has presented us with is an epic piece for sure. It's 3 suites, and within each suite are 4 albums, and within those 4 albums are different cuts. And the cut we heard, well, let me say that the suite that we heard from is called Afrofuturism, The Return to Uhuru. And the composition we heard from that, Middle Passage. This release is on, oh, what is it on? I've gotten so lost in all this, I forget what it's on. It is on the label it is on. It has been released on, I guess it's his own release. Yeah. Dr. Mark Lomax. Just his own self-released release. Probably through the Ohio State University. Anyway, let me move on here and talk about what we heard before that. That was trumpeter Woody Shaw's quartet, Live in Bremen, 1983, and that's on Elemental Records. Bremen, Germany is where they recorded it on January 18th, 1983. Woody Shaw on trumpet, pianist Mulgrew Miller, bassist Stafford James, and drummer Tony Reedus. And that brings us at 25 minutes before 1 p.m. Music for the Masses is next with your host, Neva Wartell. Let's take a break here and then hear a little bit more music before we say bye-bye.
This is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill. Oh,
Galizine, Pelela Agua, Galizine, Pelela Agua.
Tune to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this has been the Jazz Disturbance. We have 4 minutes before 1 o'clock. Neva is to my left getting ready for Music for the Masses from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. In the background, the new release, When You Were There, in memory of Dr. Lee Shaw, on ARC Records, and it features Nick Hetko on piano, Rich Syracuse, a local here, on bass, and Jeff Siege Siegel, another local, on drums. And we're listening to the Rich Syracuse tune, Sleeper. Before this, we heard a cut from bassist Avery Sharp's new release on his own record label, JKNM. The release is called 400, An African-American Musical Portrait. We heard his composition, Arrival. And from Chicagoan Art Turk Burton, the percussionist has given us Astral Spirits. And this is on TNT Music Records. We heard the tune Killer Joe, written by saxophonist Benny Golson. Folks, that's going to do it for the Jazz Disturbance here. I will see you in 2 weeks. I will be back for the live remote at Back Bar on Warren Ave in Hudson. Our Testify Pledge Drive begins tomorrow, bright and early. You can make your contributions of support to community radio at wgxc.org/donate. If you go to the CK Disturbance page and read some of the things I've posted in the last few days, you'll also see a place where you can pledge your support. I've got a goal. I've got goals in this life. You've got goals in this life. I've got a goal for this pledge drive. You'll see it there. Go to facebook.com/CKDisturbance. You'll see my plea for support. You'll also see my playlist from today and so much more. Enjoy the music, folks. Ciao for now.